All right, get ready for the old person rant. But back in my day.
Back in my day.
On your birthday, you could bring in cupcakes to share with the class. And since today is Colt's 5th birthday, when he's going to school, I was like, okay, I reached out to the teacher. Can we bring cupcakes? There's actually a policy at the school where my boys go where you can't bring in cupcakes.
I didn't know that.
And their option then is you can bring in goodie bags for the class, which I was like, okay, I get it. Cupcakes can be messy, and I'm sure the teachers don't want to deal with it. And since COVID, you're worried about, you know, germs and things like that. So we put together some goodie bags for Colt's class. And so I told him, you know, pick whatever candy you like. He loves Skittles. So we did Skittles. They get a full-size Skittles, an Airhead, and then he's all into superheroes. So I bought these little superhero keychains. So everybody gets a keychain.
So how many goodie bags did you make?
I had to make 19. There's 19 kids in the class. So we made those yesterday. He'll take them to school today. But I was thinking about it, and I'm like, man, like, I miss those days. You had, like, a little cupcake party. Even when he did play school, he was allowed to bring in cupcakes. And I'm like, is it just the times are changing, or is it easier on the teacher? Which I'm all for. I'm not trying to make it more difficult for the teacher.
I feel like times are changing. If you bring cupcakes, isn't your responsibility as a parent also to clean it up and take that out of the teacher's hands?
Yeah, I mean, you are giving the teacher extra duty with, like, here are cupcakes, and especially Colt's class, it's TK, a bunch of 4 and 5-year-olds with sugar. So I get that, but I don't know. I just kind of miss out. I was talking with some of the other moms who their kids go to different schools, and their kids get to pick, like, what they bring in. So her son, Jace, just had a birthday, and he decided to do candy salad. So she went into the classroom. She bought a bunch of different bags of candy and then poured it into a bowl to make, like, a salad.
That's cool.
And then gave them each goodie bags of that, you know, specific candy salad.
Look, I'm going to sound ancient too, but I miss the past as well. Everything was more simple back then. The nostalgic days, you bring in the cupcakes, all the kids enjoy it, you blow out a birthday candle. You're actually enlightening me on this. I didn't know you couldn't do that anymore because I don't have a son that goes to a California school. Is this the policy everywhere? You're not sure?
No, it's just at least at my boys' school. Because like I said, my friend, her son goes here in Fontana. So I know it's different at their school. But I'm wondering from, you know, a parent perspective or even really a teacher's perspective, what do you think about this? Is this the better option, doing the goodie bags, or would you rather go back to cupcakes?
Go back to cupcakes or put a cupcake in the goodie bag.
That would make a mess. All right, we want to hear from you. You could call or text us 888-431-3764.
Big shout out to Kelly's son, Colt, who turns 5 today.
Yay, my little man.
So you have to bring him goodie bags to the classmates at school because they don't allow cupcakes. You're sort of taken aback by this just because you didn't know the policy.
Well, yeah, this is new, at least for the school that Colt's going to, because Carter's been going there, and I'm pretty sure we brought cupcakes last year. So I was like, oh, man, I need to go make goodie bags, and then what do I put in the goodie bag? So I went out and bought some candy, and he's all into superheroes, so I got superhero keychains and put it in there, and that's what he's going to take to school.
It's going to be a great day. It actually made me curious, so I texted my ex-wife and said, what do they do at my son's school in Wisconsin?
Uh-huh.
And she said, you're allowed to bring cupcakes as long as they're store-bought and still in packaging. You just can't make them yourself.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has changed since COVID. They don't want, I don't know what's going on at your house, which I'm okay with, you know? Andrea in Anaheim Hills, what do you think about cupcakes versus goodie bags?
Well, as a teacher and have been for about 27 years, I like the goodie bags. I'll be honest with you, I do, because think about it. The teacher will have 19 other days where they have to have cupcakes in their classroom. Not just for, you know, our special one and only kid kind of thing. So I definitely go with the goodie bag.
Let me ask you this, because we did get a text message. Somebody said, do goodie bags, but you shouldn't have any candy in them. Would you prefer there not to be sweets in there?
Honestly, when my students are 5th grade, and so they just take it home with them. So the moms and dads can regulate when they have their candy. But
okay.
I'm not anti-candy. For heaven's sake.
Mark from Anaheim Hills, what do you think about this?
The reason is because my wife's a TK teacher, and it's because allergies. So it's just keeping the kids safe. That's the only reason. So there's no published ingredients on the homemade cookies, as good as they are, but they want to have stuff that they know exactly what's in it. So that's all.
That makes sense, too. Food allergies, and there's a lot of them out there. I know dealing with making goodie bags for baseball, you know, first thing when you have your team meeting is, what kind of allergies do we have? And having to read the ingredients and going, okay, want to make sure that I'm keeping all the kids safe.
It's a lot to think about, and that's what a lot of teachers here are saying. The 909 says, teacher mom here, 1,000% goodie bags, please. Also, my daughter's school, you can't bring anything. You can pay $10 to celebrate their birthday on the marquee, whatever that means.
Just to have a sign out front?
What does the marquee mean?
Like the sign in front of the school, the marquee.
You pay $10 for
that? Yeah, to put their name up there.
What?
Okay. What do you think? Want to hear from parents and teachers. When it comes to your kid's birthday, are you okay with doing goodie bags? Would you rather go back to cupcakes? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Remember back when you were a kid and going to school on your birthday was like the coolest day ever because you got all the attention?
I love being the center of attention too. Nothing's changed.
Oh, it was like so fun. And your mom or dad would bring in like cupcakes for the class. They'd sing you happy birthday.
That was your day.
Well, it seems that is a thing of the past, at least for at my son Colt's school. They informed us at the beginning of the year that there is a no cupcake, no cake policy for birthdays. Instead, you are allowed to bring in goodie bags if you want to celebrate your kid's birthday.
So you had to go buy and make a bunch of goodie bags.
I did, yeah. So yesterday I spent the day making 19 goodie bags, and Colt got to pick his favorite candy, which is Skittles. So there's Skittles in there, Airheads, and then he's all into superheroes, so I put a little superhero keychain in all of them.
And you're like, I wish I could have just bought some cupcakes.
Would have been much easier, and like the 951 pointed out, would have been much cheaper, too.
Yeah.
A little more expensive to do the goodie bag route.
909 says, I usually take cupcakes. I would ask the teacher if there were any students with allergies. After COVID, we had to do goodie bags. I try and do the apple slices, a toy, and a few candies.
Okay, good for you for trying to be healthy with the apple slices.
Don't put apple slices in my candy bag of goodie bag if I was young. I would have had a tantrum.
I didn't even think of that. So you are a better parent than I am. Cassie and San Bernardino, what do you think with cupcakes versus goodie bags?
Okay, being an educator myself, cupcakes are a hot mess. The kids drop them on the carpet. You have frosting to clean up. Goodie bags are way better.
I get it from a teacher's perspective now. I think more about it. I was probably being selfish in my mentality. I wanted to go back to the past.
That being said, I do miss the days when you could make cupcakes and take them in, but since COVID, you can't do any of that.
Yeah, COVID changed a lot of things with making stuff, and then like somebody mentioned, food allergies. Liz is actually driving on her way to her class right now. What do you think about the debate of goodie bags versus cupcakes?
So I teach special education, emotionally disturbed. Food is a major regulator of our mood, and we got told this year we cannot provide any snacks. But I would rather have cupcakes any day because then I get a cupcake.
I love a good cupcake.
I'm like, man, I need to go make goodie bags for the teacher now. I didn't even think of her.
No, do not make her a goodie bag. She'll be fine.
Man, I think I missed the boat on that. Could have got Colt some brownie points with his teacher. 951 says that they live in Paris, and at their school, they actually have a policy of no candy or food, outside food allowed on campus. So you have to wait until after school to hand out any goodie bags if you want to do that.
That makes sense. Just hand it out. Listen to what the 626 says. At my kid's school, it has to be healthy foods. Nothing says happy birthday like a vegetable tray to a kid.
Yeah, seriously. Who wants celery?